Someone can help us start off where we left off.
Madam Chair, I believe the next section then would be House Section 21. I think we can actually skip that section. It was tied to a previous decision. So the next section would then be House Section 22 and Senate Section 23. And again, this is a DISH IGT issue. I believe that the Conference Committee decision was to take the Senate language.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I would move on page R24, Section 23.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section.
We believe it is a Senate position.
Madam, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Madam Chair, I would move on page R26, the Senate Section 25.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
I believe we have an amendment for that to ensure that we don't have systems costs.
Yes. The A116 amendment.
This is just with the change to the 6 to 12 months in Minnesota Care to ensure that these transitions.
This is, yes, because we are in various sections of this going to annual eligibility determinations, and we have the program that transitions people from general assistance medical care to Minnesota Care, and that is a six-month period. We have to have this language to make sure that we make it clear that we don't mean when you're in the six-month period that you're in an annual determination period, that your annual determination period starts after that 6 months.
That's the page. Yeah. Chair, I'd move the A116 amendment, which applies to. Section 28.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now we need to.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt Section 28 of the Senate language on page R30 and 31.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Senate 28.
Section 29 is on hold. The next one is Senate Section 30. I believe the small employer option was agreed to in the tracking, so we could adopt Senate Section 30.
Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
Funding increase. We do the family plan.
Section 27.
Is that part of the agreement? 5%. The one.
Section 57.
Here he is.
$2 million merit.
Section 30. 2.3.
I think what it does is make 4 points.
Yes.
But we don't have to.
Can we just go to the.
Madam Chair, I'd move Senate Section 30.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Then Senate Section 31 can be adopted. That has some changes that deal with the change from 6 months to 12 months eligibility period in Minnesota Care.
And that is found in the Senate language?
That's correct.
Madam Chair, on page R42, I would move Senate language in section 31.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, there's just a technical change where the department is recommending in the effective date section to add or upon federal approval, which is in the House language, so we can move that over.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, I would amend that amendment to put after the effective date or upon federal approval, whichever is later.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted, or the motion is adopted.
Then Senate Section 32, this is a conforming change with the elimination of the limited benefit set, and it would need an effective date of January 1, 2008 to go with the tracking.
So, Madam Chair, I would move Section 32 on page R42. And looking for the
January 1st, 2008.
And put in a effective date of January 1st, 2008.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 The motion is adopted.
And Senate Section 33, this increases the inpatient hospitalization annual limit from 10,000 to 20,000. It's my understanding that has been accepted, and we would need effective dates of 7107 upon federal approval for the parents and January 1, 2008 for the single adults without children.
So, Madam Chair, I would move on page R43, section 33, with the effective dates that the staff stated.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I just have a question. Is that also the set's going to increase after in 09 as well to go to a higher income level as well? Is that how I read that? Does that include some more people? In the middle of that paragraph?
You're on section 32.
Section 33. Are you on 33?
We're on 33 now already, but you're perfectly
right.
Willing.
But line 95 point.
Right. The way this has been set up and the purpose of it really, Representative Abler, is to help this program keep up with the minimum wage increases we're anticipating.
Okay.
And they are staggered. And so for the next biennium, it would go from 200 to 215.
Okay. Thank you. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam
Chair.
Well,
I'm glad you asked the questions. Everybody can understand now. So now we're on section 33. The motion was to accept this with the dates that were recommended by the staff. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And then Senate section 34... this also deals with the inpatient hospitalization increase and then the income eligibility increase for single adults.
Madam Chair, I would recommend that we approve Section 34 of the Senate language on page R43 and R44.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Same with Section 37. That also deals with the increase in eligibility limit to 200% for the single.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 37 on page R45.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Then Senate Section 39 does not have money, and that just simply allows applications to be provided at other sites than what's in current law.
This is part of the outreach section.
Madam Chair, I would recommend that we approve Section 39.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Section 40 is a conforming change to the annual renewal period.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt Section 40 on page R47.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Senate Section 41 includes requirements that applicants provide names and contact numbers for employers for purposes of verifying income and ESI coverage, and it's my understanding that that was part of the tracking.
This is part of the simplification of the application form.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt Section 41 on page R47.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Section 42 is, again, a renewal. It changes to changing the period of renewal from 6 to 12 months.
Any? Representative Huntley moves Section 42. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Section 43, it's my understanding, this has to do with the insurance barriers, and what has been accepted is removing the ESI barrier for children, but not the four-month barrier.
Matt.
And also not the 50,000.
And not the 50,000, correct.
And Madam Chair, just based on the discussion we have earlier, can we just hold on these items in terms of structure this?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll put this item on hold.
And I think that's also true for 44. And
okay, we'll put that on hold also.
At 45.
I don't think we're.
I think 45 is not one we need to take out.
Senate Section 46 is another conforming change to the annual renewal period.
Not that one.
Section 46.
Madam Chair, I would move on page R51 that we adopt Section 46.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Section 47 clarifies that an applicant who lives in a shelter can use that address for Minnesota Care eligibility. My understanding that that's been accepted in the tracking.
Madam Chair, on page R51, I move Section 47.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Then the next section, House Section 30 and Section 48, we have a question regarding how that's being paid for the critical access providers, that increase for Minnesota Care. The House decreased it to 33%. The Senate kept it at 50%. And we couldn't tell from the tracking what
this This is in the base already, so it isn't tracked.
Is it in the healthcare access fund? So what you're saying is do the Senate
yes.
language 50%.
Why don't we hold it, Mr.
I believe that the tracking was to use the Senate version. We can do that.
On hold. Section 49 of the Senate eliminates the premiums for a year for members of the military. That looks like it was accepted.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt Section 49 on page R52.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Section 50 eliminates the premium increases. That looks like it was accepted as well.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt Section 50 on page R53.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Section 51 is a conforming change with the annual period.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 51 on page R54.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, let's finish.
Motion is adopted.
We have a call
of the House.
You think we'll get accused again?